Hi there. I'm Tiana Starks, an entrepreneur, mom, activist, wife, and a deep-thinking introvert. I'm thrilled to step out of my comfort zone today as I launch the inaugural episode of my podcast titled Mompreneuring the Podcast. Okay, so it's not the pinnacle of creativity, but it definitely conveys what we'll be delving into. Before we dive in, it's important to note that this podcast will naturally evolve over time. For now, it'll primarily involve me reading blogs that are also available on my website at tianastarks.com. These blogs cover a wide array of topics, all aimed at helping introverted moms thrive in their personal lives and in the world of business. With about a decade of entrepreneurial experience, including launching companies that generated multiple six-figure revenues, I firmly believe that fellow moms can achieve similar success if they choose to pursue it. However, I've noticed a shortage of resources specifically tailored to support mompreneurs, and especially introverted mompreneurs, and that's why I'm here, creating a platform just for you. As an introvert, my perspective naturally leans toward those who share a penchant for introversion. Nevertheless, I do believe that even non-introverted moms can glean valuable insight from our discussions. So, with that said, these episodes won't be lengthy marathons. Instead, they'll offer bite-sized gems of wisdom to spark ideas and provide actionable insights for both budding and established mompreneurs. So now let's kick things off with the blog titled Start Your Mompreneur Journey: Cultivating the Entrepreneurial Mindset. Let's begin the journey, shall we? If you're an aspiring mompreneur, you may be wondering, where do I start? To be candid, people are remarkably open to purchasing a wide array of goods. If you have a personal need, there's a good chance that many others have the same unmet desire. Your personal experience, career skills, and specialized training hold value, and you have something useful to offer the world. To put it simply, your starting point is your idea. With that said, what's the creation or contribution you're eager to bring forth? Fantastic. You've got an idea. Now, here's the pivotal next step, and it is essential to creating a business that generates income. While this concept might seem a bit ethereal initially, it is an absolute necessity. You must cultivate an entrepreneurial mindset. This step is non-negotiable. According to the Cleveland Clinic, humans generate about 70,000 thoughts per day. As a mom juggling several responsibilities and a deep-thinking introvert, I'm sure you're on the high end of that range. Just think of the wealth of fresh ideas and potential businesses brewing within your 70,000 daily thoughts. We all possess the capacity to transform ideas into businesses, yet not every person possesses the mindset necessary to convert these ideas into revenue. Now, how do you create an entrepreneurial mindset, you may ask? I'll begin by mentioning that I typically lean toward practicality. I personally appreciate actionable insights. While discussing shifts in mindset and concepts might be a bit esoteric at first glance, we will definitely get to the nitty-gritty and the feasibility of it all. With that said, the very first step toward creating an entrepreneurial mindset for any aspiring mompreneur is to document the important stuff. If you're reading this or listening to this with the aspiration of launching a new business, go out today and purchase a notebook. opt for something compact, a size that conveniently fits in your purse or bag. This notebook will become your personal business and life blueprint, or PB&L, as I'll often refer to it. Okay, so I can't lie. I'm a recovering planner addict. At one point in my entrepreneurial journey, I was using three planners simultaneously. I thought it would be best to separate my business projects from my home projects and just general family appointment schedules and things like that. Because, of course, as moms, we're managing all of the things. Now, with more experience, I would advise against using multiple planners. You may ask why, but it's because you're a whole person. There's no business you and home you. You're the same person all the time. As a mompreneur, you're constantly navigating the delicate balance between work and home life. Using a single planner allows you to see the big picture and how all the pieces of your life fit together seamlessly. For someone who values efficiency, let's say when I was using three planners, I was off my game. I can now admit that three planners are overkill. Don't be like me as a new mompreneur. Be better. That's why I'm here, to help you be better. To be honest, you don't even need a fancy planner at all. A 5x7 notebook will prove highly effective if used diligently. I attribute much of my entrepreneurial success to my habit of grabbing these notebooks and using it daily during the initial stages of my business. I'll outline this process a little later. As previously mentioned, this notebook will be your personal business and life blueprint. Your PB&L is the secret to commencing each day as the empowered mompreneur that you are. From this point forward, you will begin your workday by opening a blank page in your PB&L and writing down your daily journal entry. Okay, let's break for a moment of honesty. Let's be real. You may not use this every single day because we're moms and we know better, but aspirationally, you will use this every day. This foundation creates the basis for you as a business owner and helps you to begin building your entrepreneurial mindset muscle. So here's what your PB&L daily journal entries should consist of. First, answer the question, what is your motivation or intention as an entrepreneur? Frame your response as if your intention is your current reality. Some may call this embodying your future self. This statement serves as an affirmation, intention, or goal that you're striving for. Regardless of what you call it, it fuels your drive. Write this every day. As a reminder of your trajectory as you embark on your journey of business ownership. When I started my first ad agency, my intention was, I am a prosperous and highly profitable entrepreneur generating $20,000 plus per month. I manage a proficient and dependable team. Clients experience satisfaction and success due to my contributions. Okay, so it's okay if you write this intention for months and sometimes years on end. It keeps your main thing and top of mind. Next, outline your quarterly goals. Identify the 3 to 5 tasks you should currently focus on to generate momentum in your business or life that will help you advance as an entrepreneur. These tasks should remain consistent throughout the quarter. That's 3 months. I use a method that I call laddering up to create quarterly goals. I'll outline this method in an upcoming blog post, so stay tuned. After you've written your quarterly goals, you will write down 2 to 4 affirmations for your day. These could change daily, addressing your mental, physical, or spiritual needs at the moment. You are powerful. Own it. and create affirmations that reinforce this idea. Then express gratitude by listing 3 to 5 things you are thankful for. Many scholarly and peer-reviewed papers highlight the benefits of practicing gratitude on mental, emotional, and physical health. By making this a part of your morning ritual, you're setting yourself up for a successful day. Lastly, list all of your to-dos, starting with your top 3 priorities for the day. Your priorities don't have to be work-related. They may be related to home projects, childcare, or other domestic tasks. After your top 3, continue with all the remaining to-dos you can think of. As you grow in your entrepreneurial journey, you'll learn how to edit these. But to begin, write them all so that you don't miss anything. As moms, there's always so much on our plates. It's important to keep track of it all somewhere to maintain a sense of semi-control, which also creates mental space and limits feelings of overwhelm. Initiating this daily practice as you begin your new career as a mompreneur cultivates your business-oriented mindset. You must keep first things first and ensure that your business stays top of mind as you begin creating momentum toward the achievement of your ultimate goals. When your business and business goals are at the forefront of your thoughts, you intuitively seek ways to realize those goals throughout your day. I cannot overstate the significance of momentum during the business's early stages. When you move, the universe follows. I know I said that I was not a woo-woo person, but whatever. You know what I mean. You can find this podcast or blog in written form and learn more about me on my website at www.tianastarks.com. That is www.tianastarks.com. Thanks for joining me today. Please come back for episode number 2.